You are now listening to part two of the January 13th, 2007 Jimmy Doan podcast.
Nothing from nothing. And you're live.
And I'm live. Okay, Jimmy Doan back. Gotta have something. Again, okay. I say we're back, but it turns out we might not be.
Everybody else, we're fading in and out.
We're fading in and out. Apparently our upload feed might be. Anyway, let me, what I did want to do, I was hoping the rest of the crowd would be backing up their bathroom break or smoke break or their Mary Joanne break. Whatever.
Shooting up heroin break. I don't know. And I'm yelling at the Gators crowd.
But I, just apparently, you know, we had a big celebration here.
Yep. For the pep rally for us. Went in the national football team.
It was the post pep rally.
Right. I was down there for the actual pep rally.
Really?
Like when we won the game.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we filmed some footage. I think Dave's supposed to put it up on YouTube, but man, it blocked off University Avenue for a couple miles, and it was solid people across
the
street.
What's interesting, and noticed in this town, we didn't turn over any police cars. But they did. They put Pam on all of the light poles. GRU, our regional utilities people, put Pam on the, so that you couldn't climb up, and sure enough, you couldn't. People tried, and they just, you know, slid.
Oh, I saw some people up there.
They got in trees, I understand. But
yeah.
I didn't know if they got on the actual pole.
No. I mean, they weren't, like, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, but it was basically, it was pretty calm. I mean, all
these kids out there celebrating, having a good time.
I know, but I mean, you know, so often when somebody wins, especially in other countries, if they win a soccer, there's deaths that are involved.
Right.
And
that's because people in other countries
are real mayhem. Well, not only, but in this country, I've seen where even in college stuff, but a professional team, and the next thing you know, there's windows broken, cars overturned, fires, and the whole nine.
Especially if you lose,
huh?
It doesn't happen.
No, but I'm saying it does. It has happened here. They had, you know, 50,000 people out in the street, and it was just basically people hooting and hollering, having a good time, and they let them drink pretty much. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, they drank their brains out, and nothing happened. No cars overturned, no riots, no.
No, no. But anyway, so today.
Like a dozen arrests.
Today was the post Mayhem pep rally. And we just, a friend of ours just came back from the pep rally.
Right, and they overturned a bunch of cars and set the stadium on fire.
We're watching the smoke from here.
Right.
We can see the black clouds lingering over the house here.
Aircraft advisory.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We're only about a mile from the stadium.
Yeah, great. Way to give us away there.
No. It's a mile. It's a radius. You know, good luck on finding us.
Mm-hmm.
I said about. if you round it off, it's within 10 miles.
Right.
Round it off. So the deal is, though, this fellow came back, and I did not know that he wanted to take his video camera in to film the festivities, and they said no cameras allowed. What was that? And he also, apparently...
Because he might film somebody's crotch.
Ah! I want to talk about that
in
just a minute. As a matter of fact, maybe I'll move on to that first, as a matter of fact. Before
did
we
you
get
hear
down.
About that?
Let me just get down here real quick.
Crotch filming.
Just a minute. Wait a minute. I've got it here someplace.
Why don't we finish this one off?
I want to finish this one off. I was looking through my pieces of paper here. The deal is, it's obvious, it's the same thing with movie studios. I suppose they don't want you bringing in food.
Right.
Because popcorn is, you know, $50 a barrel or whatever it is.
That's how they pay for their movie.
I understand that. No problem. Usually on a really popular movie,
they change 110% of the door.
110% of the door, right. So you have to make it up on popcorn and candy. I understand that. No problem. And you're kind of locked in. It is a semi-monopoly thing. You don't have to go to the movie if you don't want to. But you do end up smuggling in a candy bar. At least they don't search you at the movies. Here, at the stadium, they search you. And if you bring in a bottle of water or something, they take it away. I mean, I don't know. This is the security here is damn near as tight as the airlines. I don't know if they do a cavity search or anything, but...
If you told them you put something special up there.
That's right. Well, I do find it interesting that at any game that's locally here, there are always at least a half a dozen or a dozen arrests for drunkenness.
Yeah.
So people do get it in.
But out of 100,000.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying that the idea, no.
And it's usually for fighting.
Right, but that's after you're drunk.
Right.
And, but my point is that I wanted to know the question I wanted. Was why can't you take a camera in there? And this is copyright? Because they're out there on the field, they're performing, they're saying, hi, good to see you, and you want to film the team or this...
I can think of three potential reasons.
Okay.
That's the big one, I think, is a copy, some kind of copyright issue. Like, you're taking pictures of the team. They got photographers that they hired to take pictures of the team.
I know, but who said you're selling it? I mean, so it's illegal to sell it. What's the problem with actually taking the picture?
Well, that way, if you do that, then you don't buy their picture that they took.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I mean, it's free image. You should be able to capture it.
Hey, welcome back to the Jack Rhodes Show.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you're in the public domain, it's your right to have your picture taken. They just had this, the girls on the beach down in Brazil or whatever, somewhere. They videotaped her, you know.
Yeah, we're going to talk about.
Right, yeah, but I mean, if you're out there,
it's a public venue in a way.
I know, we're all on the same side here, but we're just,
astounded that you can't take a camera. And of course, you can. I mean, I'm looking at my little camera. I've got one that there's no way they'd find it. And it actually will take a video. Now, what our...
Wow, compadre, Jimmy, that would take a full body cavity search to find that.
That's right. Well, that's right. It's in my... there it is. Let me pull it out here. It stinks a little bit, but
we have found the camera.
No, the deal is, though, this was a large camera. I understand that. It was a professional-type camera.
The second thing is that they don't want you filming their plays.
Play schmaze. This was a pep rally. There were no plays.
Oh, well, that's true. At this thing, yeah.
Right. But my
practices.
But let me ask you this question. Are you allowed to? This was a pep rally, and there's no cameras allowed. This fellow told me that apparently even during the games, you're not allowed, even though they're on TV. For God's sakes, they're on TV. It's not like you couldn't DVR it or whatever.
I'm with you, man, but it's just somebody's job is to for security at the place, and they're going to make it secure, and you're not bringing in any damn thing.
It is that's astounding to me. Part more of the lockdown. I mean, once they stop,
can you bring a camera to a soccer game in New England?
I have no idea where.
Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie. Hey, Bernie sent us a note, by the way.
Yes, he did. That was great, too.
Did want to say hi to Bernie.
Yeah, so, hey, have we talked about this MySpace thing yet, or what? Did I miss that?
Nope.
No, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
So let me go on here. I'm going to skip over to the next thing here.
This we pinched that one off.
We pinched that off because we're going to dovetail into the high school, the Texas.
We crapped that one all over the place, man.
No, this is the classic Jimmy Doan pinch into a dovetail.
That's right. Pinch into a dovetail. Wait a minute, I've lost it.
That's a right 32, just so you know. That's right 32.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Right 32.
Pinch into the dovetail.
That's right. Let me ask you a question. Here's the headline is Texas high school teacher charged under peeping Tom law for videotaping girls wrestling.
A peeping Jimmy law.
Well, whatever. So anyway, a high school teacher was charged under Texas Peeping Tom law with videotaping girls wrestling matches for his sexual enjoyment.
Right.
And apparently what happened
Women's
was...
Women's wrestling, huh?
This first-year speech and drama teacher planned to turn himself into whatever it is. 10,000 charges of improper visual recording, which carries a 2-year prison sentence and a $10,000 fine.
X-ray super zoom.
So apparently he shot about 2 hours of videotape in an all-day... wrestling, women's ladies wrestling match or something like that. I mean, this is like mud wrestling. Oh, no, it's not. This is
high school wrestling.
So this was more than accidental footage of, there was more than an accidental footage of the footage. I like that, of a video camera, right? How much footage are you talking about? Of the genital areas.
Right.
It appeared to be a purposeful act of zooming in. Under the law, filming a person without consent for sexual arousal is a felony.
Oh, what?
Counselor.
Yeah,
I'm asking you.
They could, but you can be filming just feet to some people, and it's a sexual arousal.
Yeah.
Just ears.
Yeah, I got
it's
a foot close
fetish. Up, close ups of ears,
and you
close up of a female nose.
Yeah, don't be giving away your sexual fantasies.
Female nose hair fetish. Yeah. I mean, they got it.
Well,
you know,
they said they.
Where
they,
does it
you,
stop?
Do you go to jail if you go to film the cleavage of the Dallas cheerleader?
Look, we've addressed this issue before. The entire issue was muddied up and permanently clouded over by the U.S. Supreme Court by Potter Stewart when he said, I know it when I see it. This is obscenity. I know it when I see it. I can't write it down. I can't define it. I can't tell you what it is.
But I'm saying that what I want to know is how do you get charged improper visual recording? And it says here, the other thing is, under the law, filming a person without consent for sexual arousal is a felony. What's with that? I mean, how do you pass a law that? How do you do that?
Well, I agree. If I was the person getting convicted under that law, if I was that guy, I'd be trying to appeal it.
Well, what if it's a girl filming a guy's package?
Well,
Call today for your Jimmy junk.
Jimmy just got. I think Jimmy just got slammed.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, because you put your junk in the box.
Exactly.
Like the it was
junk
the
in that box.
You know the
show has,
dick in a box.
The show
box
has suddenly spun out of control.
We're referring to two episodes back when we mentioned a Justin Timberlake.
That's it.
Video.
Dick in the box.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I'm just wondering why would a legislature pass a law against filming a person without consent? Well, why don't you just walk and say, well, it wasn't for sexual arousal?
And that's what you'd try to prove at the trial.
What's to prove that they have to prove that it was?
Well, he's just a bad photographer.
I mean, the point is that
he's a bad photographer.
He didn't realize
trying to film their face.
He didn't realize it was on Zoom.
Right.
I just left the Zoom.
He's cross-eyed.
I wonder if somebody actually ever gets convicted under this.
Oh sure,
it's gonna.
Oh sure.
Oh absolutely. People are in jail for that right now, guaranteed.
Absolutely.
Darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
I'm astounded. I mean, how do they get away with that? I mean, how do they get away with a law like that?
Because they know it when they see it.
But, I mean, a jury, I mean, you would seem to me the easiest thing on the jury would be, so what?
Well,
I mean, who's being harmed? Who is being harmed here?
Nobody has to be harmed. They'll tell you that in the jury instructions. That's a victimless crime. She's the victim. The wrestlers are, quote-unquote, the victims. But
if it weren't for the fact that somebody was arrested, they would never have known.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't understand it. I mean, here's the deal.
Somebody was arrested.
Well, my point is that here's the deal. What if
he's guilty.
Yeah. What if you take a wide-angle picture of the whole match, and then you go home and you Photoshop the bejesus out of the thing so you just get the crotches? I mean...
Yeah, then you could probably evade the statute because it doesn't say possession of video... For those things, it says videotaping for that purpose. Of course, they can maybe dovetail and bootstrap that thing on and say when you did it, you knew you were going to edit it down to the...
Thought crime. Who's to say it was for sexual... Maybe it wasn't. I just, I have a collection of... it's not for sexual arousal. In fact, I'm unaroused. This is what keeps me from going out and being aroused, is having pictures of hot boxes all over my raw. Wall or something.
Yeah.
Clothes, mind you.
Hot boxes on your wall.
JimmyDoon.com.
Hot box.
I'm right there with you, Jimmy. It should be, the law should be moot for its vagueness. It should be moot for its.
The question
its
is
over breadth. Those are, two constitutional standards that you would normally throw out a law like this, but. Those things were dented severely by the idea that a court can just say,
I know when I see it, man.
And they play the video, and that what you do, you're the defense counsel, and you make a motion to dismiss, saying no reasonable jury could find that this is for sexual arousal purposes or whatever, and or could conclude that beyond a reasonable doubt, and the judge says, yes, huh?
Yes, huh?
Yeah, and then you go to jail.
It's interesting you bring up the thing of the videos. Of course, when you see those videos, which we've seen recently about the people being taken down, nine cops. You know that guy that walked across the street in Atlanta, for instance, and had nine cops take him down.
We arrest them and beat them to the full extent of the law.
Exactly. No, I mean that's exactly. I thought it was. I'm going to digress. I'm digressing.
Cue the buzz.
Cue the buzz. Because this really got me to also speaking of the same thing.
That is.
I've never quite understood what the significance.
There wasn't any member. He was the first one.
It was the first sound effect that I hit, but we did make a little sense because you're buzzing off the topic.
We just like it.
We just like it.
Don't mess with
the foundation of the Jimmy Doan
Show,
about Jimmy.
Sense.
You're just Jimmy. Jimmy.
I noticed it.
It's a Jimmy-ness.
These are time-honored traditions. Don't mess with them.
I noticed that the idea that Jimmy has any control over this show is rapidly eroding. I'm going to have to do something. Anyway, this last week, this professor guy, obviously he was a jerk, but he was down there for some kind of convention. He was visiting professor from England at Tufts or something, and I forget what the subject was. It was some fairly esoteric subject. He was down in Atlanta for a conference of this stuff, and he jaywalked. Cop came up to him and said, you jaywalked, and the guy, I don't know, buzzed him off. I said, no, I don't care. So what? And started walking away. Well, the nuts and bolts of it was they had literally had the video was they had somebody caught on video had five cops that took this guy down. I mean, took him down, and they took him to jail, fingerprinted him, and all the other stuff. Put him in the holding cell for 4 or 5 hours till he could see a judge. And the judge said, "I don't think." And prosecuting of the whoever the prosecutor guy is said, "Nah, we're not going to charge this guy. You know, let him go. Whatever it was." Well, of course, he came out and wrote a big editorial in the Atlanta AJC or whatever it was. And
Constitution.
Said, yeah, whatever. And said, look, he says, this is unbelievable. You know, police state, and this shows you what George Bush is doing in Iraq. And, you know, you guys don't, you know, this, who knows what, but I love the country or something. And I don't want to say anything bad. Don't take it for what I said is actually being bad, but you guys suck. And so, in a way, as I say, the video, when you see the video and the pictures, it looks like the guy, he was a professor. I mean, he literally was a professor, you know, bespectacled. 160 pounds, tweed jacket, books under his arm, and they took him down on the pavement in Atlanta. Now, this is for jaywalking. And the deal that I looked at was that Neil Bortz comes on at first and says, this is an outrage, typical police brutality. Then the cop came on, was interviewed by some TV station, and he said, look, I'm asking the guy, and he dissed me. I mean, he didn't diss me. He made it necessary for us to... wouldn't show his ID. That was the thing. I asked him for his ID. Now,
so he beat the crap out of him.
So he beat the crap out of him. Now, my point is this. Here's the deal. First of all, I understand why you might want to show your driver's license if you're driving, but what happens if you're walking down the street and somebody asks you for your papers?
May I see your papers?
And you say, no, I don't have them. What, can they take you down on that, counselor?
The way that it goes is you can tell them that your name is Mickey Mouse. And that you live in Walt Disney World.
Is it okay if I say no?
Unless.
Is it okay?
Exactly. That's what you say.
Is it okay if I say. And that's going to be on our next t-shirt, by the way. Is it okay if I say no? Because if you can just remember to say that, it's going to save you some
issues.
Unless
will.
They want to see your papers.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll eventually you'll get to say no. But if they're in the course of a legal investigation, that is to say, if there's some crime that's happening...
Well, he jaywalked.
Okay. Well, then he's got to tell them who he is, or he's got to remain silent. You can't say he's Mickey Mouse. Now, of course, he can remain silent. He didn't have to do anything in terms of...
But apparently he started to walk away.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure that that's what they ultimately charged him with, or would have charged him with, would be resisting arrest.
Yeah, I think that's what they said, right? Something like interfering with the duties of a police officer,
right,
or something,
right,
like that.
Right. That's what it always, you always see. I see more and more all the time.
Because I'm always amazed that running away from a policeman is a felony.
Well, it's only a felony in certain circumstances.
Okay. I'm not going to go there right now.
If you run really fast.
I see. But anyway, this guy was walking away. My point is this. It seems. And so Neil Bortz comes on. They interviewed the policeman. The policeman said, no. I was just doing my job and so forth. And Neil Bortz comes on and says, you know, I've looked at the video of the police person who initially stopped him. Seems like and he was clean cut, nice guy and everything like that. I'd like to buy that guy lunch. I'm thinking, no, you know, I'm sorry. I'm still of the, this is the police state stuff. And I'll tell you why. Here's a guy who obviously doesn't present a threat to anybody. And they had five people. All they had to do was surround him and stand there. I mean, that's all. You don't take the guy down, for God's sakes. You just stand and block his way.
Well, see, what's happening?
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
I know.
The stricter the laws get, the stricter enforcement has to be. Because the laws become unreasonable and the citizens stop complying voluntarily.
Right.
And so... When you can no longer walk up to the citizen and say, look, you know this is a bad idea, and they go, okay, you're right, we'll stop, and instead they say, bullshit, I'm doing whatever I want to do, and so then you have to take them down. And so what's happened is the police these days are much more experienced taking people down. And
I realize that the law enforcement is self-selecting. That is, people go into law enforcement that want to be in law enforcement.
They want to beat some ass.
Well, but they get training. They get training. You know, you see the training videos where they pop up the little girl in the carriage, and you don't shoot at that, and then you pop up the picture of the guy with the submachine gun, and you do shoot, and they have the reaction times, and they run the little gauntlet there thing where they're shooting and taking down just the correct people, and then they have sensitivity training and all that stuff, I suppose, on how to be nice. So, I mean, isn't that true?
And all that stuff doesn't do a thing. There's nothing you can do if you're going to give somebody the power that they have.
And it's a monopoly power, of course.
It is. It has to be.
Right.
Then then they're going to exercise it. And really what you'd like and what you're asking for is more restraint and more understanding and more work with you attitude. But I'm telling you that the more obscure the laws get and the more the laws are against every citizen in general.
Well, and everything. I mean, again, jaywalking, it's for the children, it's for public protection and so forth. And some of the car people are saying, you know, the people walking across the middle of the street, for God's sakes. Well, you know, you take
hit them.
Yeah, right.
You know,
now they're making the cars now that, you know, don't damage your car as much when you hit a person. You've seen that? You know?
No,
oh, no. See,
I just want to make sure the blood wipes off. You know, yeah, no, I don't want to stain.
And the blood comes right off of this.
Right. Washes off with a hose. Don't even need it. That's right. No,
that's what I call sport.
That's right. There's no nooks and crannies for any flesh to get caught in. It's just a clean wipe. That's right. The latest design from Chrysler Plymouth.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So
the pedestrian plaster.
Anyway, to kind of finish up on this little end of it is, as the law becomes more and more convoluted and complicated and Byzantine, it becomes harder and harder not to disobey it on some level. And as I say, something as trivial as jaywalking ends up with this guy being taken down. I don't care what Neil Bortz or anybody else says. This, to me, is overkill, any way you slice it.
It is, but you really can't blame the police officers. They're reacting to their situation. I mean, you can blame them a little bit. But
I can blame them a lot.
Well, I mean, to me, I blame the strictness of the laws. If they weren't out there on a day-to-day
basis. I'm just doing my job, man. When I hear somebody say that, that to me is passing the buck.
Two-thirds of the crime that they're enforcing out there is not supported by the public.
That's true.
You're going out there and you're busting people in neighborhoods where you can walk up to the citizen and say, did you see what happened? And they go, no, I didn't see anything.
Right.
And you go to the other guy, well, what about you? You know, there was just a gunfight out here. Did you see anything? Nope. Did you hear anything? Nope.
14 people were gunned down in your front yard. Did you see anything, sir? No, I was cooking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was in the back.
I was in my kitchen.
Yeah.
And that's what is going to happen more and more. And so they have to use harsher and harsher tactics out in the field.
And, of course, that brings up another point, and that what they try and do, of course, is to turn this into a snitch society. And that is you get rewarded on various levels for snitching on your neighbors, for turning in your parents,
The next level, which has already started, is you get punished for not snitching.
Right. You get punished for not...
Call anonymously.
They take a bite out of crime and all that stuff.
Right. They've got anonymous calling. All, yeah. DCF World is run by anonymous calling. And they call in their own reports. No, I'm serious. I would bet you if you did a check of the phone records, you'd find that more than half of the calls come from them.
From an anonymous phone booth someplace while the guy's at lunch.
Exactly.
Yeah, the parking lot payphone.
Parking lot. It's amazing how many come in from this one payphone a block away from DCF. I mean, everybody uses that one to report this stuff.
It's true. And nobody can ever find out who the reporters are.
That's right. Yeah, and of course, it's all privacy, sealed, whatever it is. And people go to jail.
Right.
Well, Bush lied, people died. Okay.
Wish you had people dead.
No. So anyway, so I'm going to skip back now. I'm finished with that. I'm going to skip back to the Texas high school teacher peeping Tom thing. I'm coming back because this brings up the Israeli company that has come up with a new camera that sees through walls.
I've been waiting for this. All you'd have to have is something that's infrared sensitive.
What this does is actually they've
had the helicopter searches, searching heat.
No, but
the
this
blurry
is,
images.
Yeah, blurry images.
But this apparently is it uses issues ultra wide band signals, and the data are harvested then to create 3D models of things the signals bounced off of. And the trick is the camera can capture the signals in cluttered environments or through solid objects. So, I mean, my point is that here we are. They just the whole story was how they raised their IPO money, or not IPO, but their venture capital money. My point is, of course, the camera's only sold to military and civilians. No, military and police.
For now,
right.
But then
Jimmy Doan lead-lined walls.
Boy, that's the question is, we've talked before about the infrared through, you know, they had the thing where it was an invasion of privacy if you use the infrared to look through the walls or look through the roof.
Driving down through the neighborhoods, zap them every house.
What they did, because they figured out that if you're growing marijuana, you're using those big lamps. And they said if there's too much heat being given off of a house, that's probable cause.
To
get a search warrant because your roof is hotter than the ones around it, so obviously you've got a halogen lamp
right
in there.
And it shows up like you can tell it's, you know, bedroom number 3 is then 40 degrees hotter.
Well, yeah, right.
But then they find out she's, you know, growing orchids.
My point is, of course, that was the court case. This was a search without a warrant type of thing when you when you stand outside with an infrared
right.
sensor, and what, they lost that, right? In other words, you can do that?
You can get a search
warrant based on a heat sensor.
It was in the wrong neighborhood, so probable cause.
Right.
Right.
So now, of course, but my point is with this see-through the wall thing, I mean, they're going to actually see you
right.
through the wall. I wonder if that's, how's that going to stand
up? They're going to see us.
Wait, there's somebody pointing a gun at me.
Yeah, well, fortunately, the demand for this kind of technology in the civilian market is not going to be very high. I mean,
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the police people being able to see you.
As opposed to the military. The civilian police are not... It's like getting one of these is going to be like getting a chopper. You know, you might get one if you're a big municipality and they're going to use it for
What happens when the cost of this thing comes down to $50?
Well, I'm going to say then you got
50 years. You're right. They'll just be able to scan. Not through
50,
the house.
10 years. And it'll be camerathroughthewalls.com it'll be $1,000.
Well, that's true. And hopefully they will pass some restrictions the way they used to have on telecommunications.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, of course, remember now, when they pass a law, when they pass restrictions, that's a piece of paper. I mean, that's not like, that's so what, is what that is.
Well, what I'm talking about is interpretations of the Constitution.
Yeah, but you got to go to court and everything. I mean,
not necessarily. You could have the Congress could pass something which says, pursuant to the Constitution, we find that you can't do this, you can't be. I mean, they make all the rules for all the police. And so if they pass a rule against the police, I'm not too worried about it. I mean...
Of course, you say that, but anyway...
Against them, I mean.
I know, but I don't think it's going to happen, but anyway...
No, it's not. I mean, they're gonna have the ability to look into your home from space pretty soon.
Are you going to buy one of these cameras on eBay, Jimmy, or what?
Yeah, boy, I don't know what I... No,
you
got to
win
care?
One.
Well, no, I'm... I'm trying to figure out what is...
Because it's the newest
and
greatest
thing. I want to find the lead wall thing, because I'm going to be painting my...
On the electromagnetic pulse bomb.
Right. Well, what you'll have is you'll have an EM scrambler in your house, which will broadcast a reciprocal wave and cancel out whatever scanning...
Right. 500 people with guns.
I was going to say, you broadcast a bunch of fake people standing
right,
in
right,
a program.
Right, right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, exactly. Well,
you know, they
a
have
tank.
A You know, they had
that. Yeah, broadcast the president.
And no matter where you go with this camera, the turret always follows you around.
Well, it'd be like that in Home Alone, where the guy had the mannequin on the little railroad thing that was marching around, so the people outside thought there was somebody in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Walking
so
back.
We'll have a bunch of that. There'd be Mannequin City in here, mostly blow up dolls.
Mannequin City,
blow up doll.
That would actually blow up when you touch him.
What's he doing to that doll? Wait a minute. Okay.
All right.
So anyway, of course, this brings up. I'm again digressing from the list a little bit. I got it right here.
No, it's on the list.
And it's on the list is the Taser, the new Taser, because self-defense, right?
Right.
I noticed that this particular article, Taser unveils consumer stun gun.
This came in from one of our listeners.
From Patty down in Ocala, lover. Yep. And apparently this was at one of the big deals at the Consumer Electronics Show this last week in Atlanta.
No, it was in Vegas, I think.
Exactly correct. You are right, and yeah. I forgot. And I'm
sorry. This is the new. What is it? What's the name of it here? Taser C2.
The Taser C2. Now this is made for like your normal everyday person, I guess.
Yeah.
To 50,000 volts.
You can stun kids with it too.
That's right.
Well, I noticed.
Safe to stun kids.
It doesn't say in this particular article. This particular
safe for children.
Safe for children.
Right. Be a father of the new century.
Well, I noticed this. I forget where the article actually came from, but the two things that have surprised me about this particular article.
Barely leaves burn mark.
That's right. Safe for
DCF free.
Is that literally 80% of this article has nothing to do with this particular item. It has to do with the number of deaths that are caused by tasers.
Right.
I mean, whoever wrote this article.
Well, that's why they have the new taser coming out, though.
Well, maybe,
this
but it's still
them.
50,000 volts. Well, you know, of course, it's the same company that makes the ones for police.
Trying to make them
but I noticed one thing that's not in this article. It comes in pink.
Right.
Pink.
Yeah, it comes.
No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
Pink first. So encourage.
It comes in colors.
So encouraging women.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess. You know,
or
it's going to be a designer. You get
males.
Skins for it, you know, like you do for your iPod.
Skins.
That's what they call them. You know, you get different.
Faceplate. I got a faceplate.
It's a designer.
Face.
We'll have a Jimmy Dunn.
It's designer tasers.
We'll have a Jimmy Dunn.
Everybody's going to have one now. Can you imagine? You're walking down the street. What does it shoot out these little bars about 10 feet or something like that? And so, you know, you can see these people dueling it out. I mean, what's to keep the rapist from having one of these first?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, nothing. Got, okay, yeah, good. Better than Rifenol, Rufenol, whatever. I don't know.
In stereo.
You can see Jimmy
taking all those. They're all pretty good.
So now what we need to invent is the little pinhole camera that goes onto the tasers as they shoot out, so we get, you know, the greatest of footage for all of these taser victims, which, of course, you know, could be entertainment.
Oh, YouTube. YouTube.
YouTube.
Yeah. Say, hey, watch this dude get tasered.
Well, I thought it was the rage, you know, a few months back. It was the rage, or whatever. All these taser, you know, virals and stuff going around. So
taser virals. Well, taser, of course, you know, when they talk about the people, the number of deaths, of course, the taser company says they've never lost a suit, in spite of the fact that people have died from, and I say died from this, but it's been an ancillary thing where you taser this guy and he has a heart attack, or 20 minutes later he dies or something like that.
Or it was his body's fault.
Right. Well,
they beat the shit out of
him for 20 minutes and then taser him and then he dies. You know? Yeah. So
it wasn't the taser. It was.
Well,
there's been
12 out of 58 jillion. So it's not.
Yeah.
Well, they
taser themselves.
I was going to say they make you.
No, that's. Let me tell you something. That would stop me. That would be the self-selecting part on the cops, because I do believe. Isn't it true that at least here you have to be tasered or
something? No, it's like the chiefs. Or, I mean, they.
Oh no, I heard if you carry the taser on the force, then you had to have. Part of the training for a taser is to be tasered yourself.
That may be.
I think that is the case too.
That is the case nationwide.
They're not peppering themselves.
They're not? They are. They're peppering themselves.
I can see them doing it. I don't know.
Why wouldn't you pepper spray? Why?
That's more painful. That's like...
What? No. That's what I understand that if you carry the pepper spray, you have to be pepper sprayed first.
That's like whacking him in the kneecap with the billy club.
No. It's not permanent damage. And I think certainly in the military, you have to be gassed at some point. That is part of your training. That is part.
Yeah, I know it is for special forces and Navy SEALs.
Right.
Well, yeah, for those guys.
And the British Special Force SAS.
Well, and I think you have to, don't they hold you underwater until you breathe water also and then bring you back?
Oh, that's...
That was G.I. Jane.
Oh, okay. Well,
that was the abyss.
That was real.
That was the abyss.
Okay, well, continuing on. I'm done with that.
All right.
I'm going to go now to the House bill. This is the initial reforms for 9/11.
Yeah, you know, I tried forever to find out what these reforms actually were.
Okay.
Well, doesn't really matter.
Former Congressman Lee Hamilton.
It doesn't matter because here's what it is. It's to make people safe. It's going to require more money, and for the cities at the highest risk of terrorist attack. Now, which cities do you suppose that might be?
Nueva York?
Well, no, it's going to be the guy on the head of the Ways and Means Committee. I mean, this is going to be we've had a thing here about the...
Arkansas.
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Exactly. No, that is exactly right. The deal is that they're trying...
Vulnerable state and union.
That's right. No, I don't laugh. They already did that once, you know, with the original plan.
Plans to blow up the William Jefferson Clinton Library.
That's right. We need to put a barrier of bevy of beauties around that to protect it. You know, that's cool. No, the deal is, it's obvious. They said, of course, it's being sponsored by, not sponsored so much, but made the rationale, again, is American people safer. One of the things they want to do is they're putting in this apparently is 100% inspection of the cargo and baggage at all the major ports within 4 years. Now, I got a newsflash for you.
Not going to happen.
No, not going to happen.
It doesn't even seem possible.
It is impossible.
It's not possible.
It's impossible.
We would starve to death in this country.
Oh, no question. No. What I thought was interesting was that September 11th commission gave the administration a grade of D so far. In the general recommendations that have come along so far in spreading, you know, in stopping, preventing the spread.
So that's...
D.
D is in dumbass.
That's dumbass. That's okay. Right. And, of course, one of the things that they always talk about in this particular article, new resources, which means money, more taxpayers' money going for this thing. They want to, and this is the kicker, this is the part that I put in bold on this. They want to set up a biometric border entry and exit system. So, you know, in order to walk in and out of the country, because Canada's all pissed off about this right off the bat, because you have to have a passport now to go to Canada and back. I guess you're going to have a retina scan or something before, you know, or thumbprint or something.
Anal probe.
Anal probe, at least, at the very minimum, DNA sampling, whatever it is. But That what this thing also wants to do is to establish a secure ID document for all Americans.
That the new bill does?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Bay-pass.
Yep. Bay-pass. And to develop plans to protect key private sector targets, which means a private sector, if you are high on the list of something that might get blowed up, you get taxpayer money to put a fence around it or do whatever you're going to do. But, yes, establish secure ID documents for all Americans. And the biometric security. So it means if you're going to walk in and out of the country, you got to have a DNA sample, a retina scan, whatever.
You're walking out.
Yeah, that's right. And then you have to have a secure ID. And this is your PayPass, please. That is. And I love the. And again, the last sentence in this article. It's a very aggressive proposal, more aggressive than I would have thought, this guy named Greenberger said. I wouldn't be optimistic that it'll all make through the Senate, but I'm surprised it got this far. But, I mean, this is exactly the lockdown.
Watch out.
That's right. Next on my list has to do, did I put the earmark?
Yeah.
This comes into the category of stop me before I kill again. The new earmark rules won't stop corruption.
This is in the legislature.
This is in their first 100 hours.
Right.
In their first 100 hours,
they're on hour two.
They were going to meet. The idea was instead of the 3-day week, they were going to, their great ethical Democrats were going to have a 5-day work week. Uh-huh. And that is, they're going to schedule the first votes on Monday and the last votes on Friday, so that everybody had to stay in town for the full 5 days, and then you could go. Well, of course, needless to say, people from Idaho and California, Oregon, a little upset about this because of the flight out and flight back and so forth. And because they always like to go home on the weekends, that's why they had a 3-day work week, was they could go home for 4 or 5 days.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So
that'd be a nice schedule.
It's the way it always has been. Right. And literally, that's the way it always has been. And it comes from the old days. I mean, when there weren't airplanes, you know, it made sense.
Of course,
they didn't meet all year anyway. They only met a couple of months out of the year anyway, and it was always dying in the swamp. So anyway, the deal is new earmark rules won't stop corruption. They have adopted the, let me just finish up on the thing I was just saying. 5 days, the first week, it was only 4 days. Why? They all took off Friday. Why? Because it was a long weekend. They wanted to make sure they didn't miss the BCS game.
Oh, yeah.
So it turns out that they...
Go Gators.
The Go Gators, right. So they took an extra... The first week that they were going to meet for 5 days, they failed. Okay, good. Anyway.
Well, we'll start next week.
That's right. That's right. Yet it's hard to see how the reforms adopted by the House could have prevented grafts, since they include an exception for just the sort of earmarks that this guy Cunningham, who is now in jail, was found most profitable. Nor are the changes likely to stop members of Congress from trying to buy key votes with taxpayers' money. The reforms rely mainly on greater openness to shame legislators into better fiscal behavior, and when it comes to pork, legislators have no shame. And we know that. They have no shame. And so the
point
is...
You're going to be like a bull in a china shop.
No, but I mean, this is so funny. Every time they pass a rule, you ask yourself, if this institution is so corrupt that they have to pass a rule against themselves, what does this tell you? I mean, stop me before I kill again. Put me... Lock me up. It was like... It's like Otis. You know, I get drunk and I'm going to go put myself in jail for the night. Stop me.
Well, nobody else can make rules for them.
But they shouldn't need them. I mean, that's the whole point. You are ethical people. You are our legislator people. You don't need these rules. You're honest, honest folk. What are you doing passing rules against your own corruption? If you're that corrupt, I can guarantee you that the rules ain't going to stop it. There's no piece
yes,
of paper.
Huh.
Yes, huh? Right. So anyway, what this goes on, during the last election, Representative Charles Taylor, North Carolina, created an interactive online map showing the pork he had won for each county in his district, including $1 million for an Appalachian wine institute, $2 million, et cetera, so forth, and $3 million for a local school board, quote, to promote healthy childhood development and to prevent violence. And, of course, in Montana, which ranked, that was Burns country, but he lost. I mean, here's a guy who brought untold billions or millions, hundreds of millions or whatever it was to his state, and they still voted him out. And I think it was because his opponent said, yeah, but he's corrupt or something. Anyway, he lost. So stop me before this is a classic case of a law that will go nowhere. I don't even know why it made the news.
That's they can say we reformed our own selves.
That's right.
We restored faith in Congress to the American people by controlling ourselves, policing ourselves.
What's next?
Way to go, Counselor.
Foie gras.
Well, this is just an update.
Yes.
I thought this was interesting. The foie gras.
Chicago,
we talked about this on two podcasts. Where the
yes,
foie,
we did.
They tried to ban.
Where they tried to.
They did
ban. They did. The city council voted.
Goose liver in Chicago.
Because of the goose protection law or whatever it was. We don't care about humans on this one.
But only in Chicago, right?
Only in Chicago. Only a city. The city.
Right.
And they passed a law against selling foie gras. So now you say the free market system rears its head. And what happens? They're not selling it. They're giving it away. What they do is if you buy...
Some people are giving it away.
Some people are giving it away.
Some people change the name of the dish.
Right, I love that.
To match the councilman who banned it.
Hamburger.
They called it duck liver terrine, or whatever. Terrine.
Terrine, right.
It isn't...
What was the name? What was the name of the councilman?
Moore.
Moore?
Yeah, it's so called, Moore duck liver terrine, M-O-O-R-E.
More meat.
And then the third people are just selling it outright.
Yeah, just saying screw you.
Right.
And they've had 9 complaints so far in the first couple of months of this thing. They just call it, apparently, as they say, it's just like the old speakeasy days. You walk up, you say, I'd like the special lobster dish. And that's the foie gras. I'd like the special, do you want tea? Or coffee?
Right.
Gin or rum? Okay, right, that's exactly. The translation. So anyway, this... The interesting part about this is, I mean, here's the stupidest thing. Even the mayor, I got to give the mayor credit for this. He said it's the stupidest thing in the world. But I love this. Again, the last sentence. This is what got me. The last.
This
sentence.
Is the theme today, by the way.
Yeah,
we'll mention it.
It's always
the last
couple of weeks.
Here's the this is what the mayor. I think it was the Moore. Here it is. Moore, the guy who was responsible for passing the ordinance, evinces a certain degree of arrogance on the part of these establishments, the fact that they're flouting the law.
Right.
And, of course, I'm saying, what about the arrogance of the city council passing the law in the first place?
Yeah, I mean...
give me a break!
The irony is as rich as the dish.
Exactly!
Well, that doesn't count.
I mean, I would have just sat there and said, whoa, what are you arrogant on the people...
But he's the official.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in charge.
Oh,
how could they flout it? Now, I'll tell you one thing. There is nothing that undermines people's respect for a law more...
than a stupid law like this.
And then passing a law you're not going to enforce.
Not only not enforced, but it's stupid. There are two kinds. One that you're not going to enforce because it's stupid, and one because you can't enforce it. It's an unenforceable law. It's
stupid law.
Well, that's right. But, let me give you an example, like the sodomy statutes and stuff
like
that.
Right.
I mean, you know what? How are you going to find out about a lot of this stuff? So, I mean, it might be all well and good, and then the other ones that are just plain stupid. And, of course, once you are in the arena of picking and choosing the laws that you're going to enforce, that line's been crossed.
Yeah, no,
that ship has sailed.
Bad news.
It's bad news, and of course, then it becomes more and more Byzantine as they try and tighten down. They say, "Well, we didn't really mean that. We're gonna change the law slightly." And they do that here.
Well, and not only that, but then all of a sudden, those restaurants come under foie gras scrutiny when they want them for something else.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we can't get him on that, but we'll get him with RICO.
That's right.
You know, and
no, exactly.
Jimmy, it's interesting you use the sodomy analogy. That was an interesting law to just choose for that conversation there. That was
it. Just popped out.
Just popped out.
I'm not sure why.
Right. I'm not sure.
I was
why.
Thinking of chocolate or something. I don't know. So I want to move on. Let's see. We don't have much time left here. We've got about another 5 or 10. Well, man, we can go on, obviously.
Yeah, well.
Do you want to talk about the explosives in Miami?
This
is just a quick thing.
Yeah, okay, let's make that quick. Then let's get into the Bush's troops, 20,000 more. We got to talk about that.
Okay, we do.
Okay.
Explosives in Miami, I noticed this. They apparently yielded a false... They had... somebody came through.
With
a package.
Right.
Watch, here's Jimmy's package. No, with a package, and they analyzed it with a sniffing machine, and it said, ooh, bomb, C4.
Bomb.
And so they destroyed the package, blew it up, and it turned out it was sprinkler parts.
Sprinkler parts. Oh,
that
well.
Closely resembled a plastic explosive. Of course, all charges. One of the things that stopped them was these guys were Middle Eastern descent that were driving in. So they obviously profiled them, which is, you know, okay. But, I mean, they blowed up their package.
Yeah, but they had the funny hats on.
So. That's
really... Boom.
So, I mean, what do you mean it was shaped like a... It did have ammonium nitrate for fertilizer or something on it?
I have
or?
No idea, but I'm just saying that if it gave a false positive on sprinkler parts...
Well, it had the small sticker that said bomb on it, but it was... That was the name brand sprinkler.
Right, the sprinklers had been in the yard with the ammonium nitrate.
Right.
for the plant growing.
Right.
And so they just packaged them up and come
through. And then when they detonated the package, it blew a 14,000-foot crater in the Miami airport right away or something, or what happened?
No. They were sprinkler parts all over the place.
Sprinkler parts raining for days.
Sprinkler parts raining down. But I'm just saying that what's going to happen is, with these false positives, you're wondering when you go through and they wand you or something, and they find the dog sniffs you, you know, for the cocaine or the...
Mr. Doan, we have to blow you up.
That's right, exactly. You know, I get taken out with a stinger on my way to the airport, for God's sakes. I don't know.
All right, let's get into 20,000 more.
Okay, now
this is
the big news.
Bush's speech the other Wednesday night.
And I'll tell you right now, this to me...
Shocker, but I didn't watch it.
Well,
you didn't watch it?
Let me tell you, this is...
New direction in Iraq.
New direction. I'm sorry I made mistakes. Going to send 21,000, 22,000 more troops into Baghdad to pacify...
Of course, that wouldn't bring us up to our high even in the heyday.
No, it is.
Let me tell you, close.
Come on, 6,000 a day at the World War II, 6,000 a month in World War II, right?
Let me tell you, this is the whole point on this, and this is the part that scares me, is that I'm wondering, this is Jimmy, okay? I'm smarter than this. I'm hoping that people that are running this thing are smarter than me, and it turns out they're not. I mean, on its face, I can tell you, they're not. Here's the deal. The simple fact is that as Ching Tzu, or whatever his name is, said...
Sung
Tzu said...
But you were close, Jim.
I was close.
Ching Tzu.
Whatever.
Chong, 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 chong. Ching, chong, chong.
Ching, chong, ching, chong, ching, chong. So, no, the deal is that...
Sung Tzu.
The deal is you don't go into a war unless you are going to win it. You have a way to win it. You have a backup plan and a backup plan and a backup plan to the backup plan, and you're going to win the war. And the United States can win the war. We've got the nukes. We got everything in the world. We got a million. We can put a million people on the ground if we want.
We got the army.
We can win.
We got the man.
The war.
The women.
So you don't go to Iraq without a plan to win the war. Now, okay. So now we got 3 years into this thing, and obviously
things changed.
We haven't won it yet.
All right.
So now he's going to put in 20,000. Now my question is, what if it doesn't work? I mean, what if it doesn't work?
He'll be out of office by then.
Well, I know, but I'm still saying that the you don't go into this without an absolute ironclad plan to win. And I'm looking at it, I'm thinking 20,000. You think about it. 20,000. Baghdad's a million people, okay? And these areas that are not pacified, that got guns, autos, AK-47s from every window, for God's sakes, and hiding in the manhole covers and everything across the place. And you're going to try and pacify this with 21,000 people. Now think about it. 24-hour day. You got an 8-hour day you're dressed up. So 20,000 is actually putting about 5,000, maybe 5,000 at a time in an area the size of, I don't know, Florida or something. I mean,
It is only certain areas of
but
Baghdad.
But still,
it's
they're
not
big
all
areas.
They're large. They're boroughs.
Reason for this is because they don't have a concept of what win means. When Bush spelled it out, he said that what they want to do is they want to create an independent Iraqi state that is a thriving democracy in the region and is stable. And there's, as we talked about, there's two things you can do in war. You can go in and wipe them out and take over, or you can lose. And that's it. And you can't go in and wipe out a whole bunch of them and then give the country and then develop a police force and develop a military.
It took 15 or 20 years to develop this country.
I know.
And we didn't have, I mean, we had the Brits come through in 1812, but I mean, basically from 1776 until 1814, this wasn't decided in this country. And we were essentially pretty free, I mean, in a lot of respects. I mean, that was how long. So this business is about a year, two, or three, or whatever. I mean, it's a joke.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing is a joke.
Yeah,
my
right.
point is
that's because
is
the
that
entire
you've got
concept
to set up,
in the beginning was a joke.
Well, that's right. And I'm not worried about the Bush lied, people died, WMDs, whatever it is. And maybe we went in wrong. Who knows what? But the point is, once that ship has sailed, once you're in that point, I don't understand the 21,000.
I said it 2 weeks ago. Bush personally has not changed his mind about the idea that going into Iraq was the right thing. And the goal, that is, he was convinced by his top officials originally that what you could do is you could, in fact, go in, wipe out the leaders, set up the guys you like.
And have the people march in the streets with liberation flags.
Right. And then all those people would join your new army,
right.
But not yours, it's theirs. And then they lead themselves into a new country.
I think what they had, the picture that they had was when Castro marched into Havana. Yeah. And he took over the country. Now, I mean, of course, it's bad and everything. But, I mean, at that time, it was huzzas and hoorahs and flowers were littering the streets and little girls were out there scattering daffodils in front of the conquering troops and so forth. I mean, it didn't turn out all that well.
Well, I can almost assure you that George Bush's ultimate goal in life right now is to win this war before he's out of that office.
Oh, that may be, but the point is that people are
asking for a time frame. That's the time frame.
Okay, right that there. May be. But my point is, he's going to win it like we won Vietnam, you know, with people coming off the roof in the helicopter in the last...
He wants to win it in the minds of the American people.
He's not going
to
win it, and he's not going to stop fighting it. He's going to get out of
office.
He's
not going to get his troops, I don't think.
No, he's going to get the troops. I think it's only
20,000.
Yeah, let me tell you, he can order 20,000. I realize that most of the troops in Europe and
this is the Hail Mary pass.
Support troops and everything, but still, you could pull them out of Korea. We got a million troops scattered around there, or however many we got.
We got a quarter million
scattered all over the
world. Plenty to choose from. Huh? It's still plenty to pull from.
He could put easily 100,000 with no money, extra money. If he wanted to put 100,000 in Baghdad, you know, by the end of next week, there's no question about it. That's my point is nobody's been asked really to sacrifice. And of course, they had the big, you know, kerfuffle as they call it. It was Condoleezza and Barbara Boxer, you know, Barbara Boxer said something to Condoleezza about, well, you know, you're unmarried, you don't have any kids, you know, you don't have any skin in the game. And of course, and Barbara Boxer also said, well, I don't
skin?
Really.
Skin?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Kids.
That was a racist card.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, it was, no, there's
race card.
Yeah, race card. Well, I mean, of course, it was an outrage. It was unbelievable. You know, Barbara Boxer said, well, no, that isn't what I really said. What I meant was, you know, we hear only a couple of people in Congress actually have their kids that are, you know, putting their kids in the cannon fodder business. But, you know, you don't and I don't. And, you know, I got grandchildren that are too young and kids that are too old. And so that's, we're asking
whatever.
The young people of America to say, yeah, what a yada, yada, yada. My point is that it kind of blowed up because she's a boxer. You know, can you imagine her from her dais, her high and mighty dais, questioning Condoleezza Rice, who's got like four PhDs and has been over there, knows the system. I mean, right or wrong, she certainly knows a lot more than Barbara Boxer will ever even think about, could hope to know, could guess at even. And then Barbara Boxer is sitting there, you know, chastising him. You know, boy, I tell you, I'd like to have been armed in that one, I tell you. Armed and dangerous.
Well, like I said, so the question is are we going to get the extra troops? And when are they going to get the
troops? They're going to get them next week, whatever it is, and so forth. But unfortunately, it ain't going to change anything.
They're going to kick some butt, and then they're going to leave, and then the whole country's going to collapse and probably divide into threes, and then...
Who knows? I mean, but right. I think my point is, who cares? You know, the thing about it is...
That's what they keep saying is that if it collapses, it's going to be so bad. Everybody keeps saying, the hardline Republicans are still saying, if it collapses, it's going to be so bad.
What they're saying is you can't afford to lose. You know,
right.
Like Arnold says,
exactly.
you can't afford to lose.
Right.
It's going to be more expensive to lose than it is to win in this particular. But
there's no win.
There's no
the
win.
Point. The,
so,
they,
yeah.
The only win is if we literally move over there.
I know the way to win. The only way to win.
Is to make it
not
eagle.
To play the
is
game.
Not to play the
game.
Game.
Exactly.
We should,
exactly.
Should put the war game.
I have a little more confidence in it than you do, Jimmy. But we'll have to see, and we'll be talking about this one for months and maybe even years to come.
Well, we'll certainly be talking.
Shall we play a game? Yeah.
How about a nice game of chess?
Yeah. No, the deal.
How about a nice game of chess?
That's right.
Yeah, but my favorite is.
God damn it, I'd piss on a spark plug if I thought it'd do any good.
The Whopper.
The Whopper.
I love the Whopper.
The Whopper here. Well, that'll be on the shirt after that, the other one.
Okay.
It will be the Whopper. So, all right. All right, well, like I said, we'll be talking about that one for months.
Well, we will.
Whether we like it or not,
we're going
to
see
what
happens.
Bush will get to say, after the Republicans will get to say, after he gets out, they'll get to say, if the Dems had just followed our strategy,
we would have won.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why they're going to get the
22,000.
No, they're get that. That's a given. I mean, because he can order. He's the commander in chief.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, he can sit there tomorrow, money or no money. He can sit there and say, you can take the money from someplace else.
Police action, you can get.
Police, you can do anything you want. He just says, look, I'm sending 100,000 over there tomorrow morning. Get on the train. He can do it if he wanted to.
It's a little party.
Is it?
I'm sending some doilies and some beer.
it's good to be the king.
Yeah.
You know?
It's good.
All right. right. Well, so let's get into some light notes then, and we can.
Okay. Well, this is
good. We'll pinch this one off and dovetail into the light.
Okay.
The pinch and
The U.S. has the U.S. and Japan have warned North Korea against the second test. Did I say I shall taunt you again?
We mentioned briefly that.
Okay, we talked about that. Okay, yeah. Good. You know, the international.
We'll be talking about that one for a while.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that one. Okay, I'll ask Ken. Okay, the big news that I like here, of course, is apparently there has been a overshadowed by the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas was the.
Do we have any? I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jimmy. Do we have any light notes music? Could we? Let's work on that. We need a little light notes intro. Right? That's perfect. That's just a the neutron dance. Is that right?
No, that's Dolly.
Oh yeah, Dolly. All right. In the light notes, so, as you can tell by the music, folks, we're into light notes.
Apparently, the Adult Entertainment Expo 2007 was being held at
this was again in Vegas.
Yeah, in Vegas.
Vegas is the place for conventions.
Well, you would expect Tech Expo to be there. I mean, there's no question about that.
Is that what it's called, the Sex Tech?
It's actually called the Adult Entertainment Expo, but everybody calls it Sex Tech.
So how was it, Jimmy?
Well,
Jimmy flew in.
And Jimmy back fresh from Las Vegas, where he was the master of ceremonies,
an
honorary speaker, honorary lecturer,
product demonstrator.
Well, I only got a couple
product
of,
designer.
I only got a couple of things here that I wanted to just mention. I thought it was, of course, everything is named. Have you noticed how hair places are named? They're always got the cutest names in the world. You know, the hair. Hair affair, whatever.
Headhunters,
whatever it is.
The main place.
The same thing is true with.
That's so cute and light and fluffy.
We're talking about adult products.
Yeah, the Celebrator.
The Celebrator.
It's a disposable personal massage attachment for your electric toothbrush.
It's a dildo.
It's powered by.
But I mean, it's a personal. celebrate. Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Buy yours today.
So anyway, then they also, of course, obviously, is coming down. This is what's going to kill the. This is the precursor to the holodeck, the personal holodeck, which will doom civilization if nothing else will.
Is this virtual?
Because every man in the world will be in the bar.
Man,
you know, hey,
where are all the men? Yeah. We're in the holodeck.
In the holodeck. That's right. They pick up that cute chick.
It's on the Vegas program. It's jammed on the Vegas program. No.
So they're starting with the virtual hole and virtual stick.
Oh,
and apparently
the
you
old
can,
stick and berries is, whole is that trick.
What the, what a Japanese company called Segment. Now, you'd expect this to come from Japan, from Segment Incorporated.
Yeah, there's some horny, man.
It's called a chingy chingy. Now they have it. Apparently, this is with a small. This is not capitalized. They have a new word. There's a word in the English language called teledildonics.
Wow.
Now, what do you think teledildonics is?
That's what your wife blamed it on.
It's your phone and your toy wrapped into one.
Well, it's not only your phone. I mean, the point is it's over the internet.
It's a toothbrush.
Oh, I see.
It only transports matter.
So what you're talking about is some kind of device that can be operated remotely by the internet user on the other side.
Oh, I see. Well,
that was my idea.
It's virtual. No, think about it.
The long arm.
Listen to me for a second. It's called a virtual hole. And a virtual stick. So it's for both, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We get it, Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah, we get it. All there.
The hole.
So how did it work?
And the stick.
So.
Like the
did
dog.
Did you give it a 5-star or what?
No,
just right. Not right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
okay, well, that's good.
Yeah, good show today.
Good show.
Hey, keep those emails coming.
Yeah, oh, that's right. And I think we're going to use the mugs for target practice since nobody wants them.
Yeah. As always, listen to us here at jimmydone.com. Remember ZTLK. You can check us out there. We're in rotation.
Yeah, also, WIRN.
WIRN online.
Yeah, WIRN. When are we going to be on there?
We're on there
all the time. We're going to be live next Saturday, apparently.
Oh,
all
special right. Show next Saturday, huh?
Next Saturday.
Assuming your uplink works.
Hey. Don't say my uplink.
Assuming the studio uplink works.
No, but I mean, why wouldn't it? This uplink is
assuming your studio uplink.
It's a very low upload. To try to stream to two places, we'll see. I gotta take time off work or something and come over here and Do it.
So remember,
and well worth the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
And remember, Jimmy at JimmyDone.com.
Or
Curtis at the, you know,
JimmyDone.com.
Of course, Jack at JimmyDone.
That's right.
Eric, and remember, always D-Bag at JimmyDone.com. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll have DJ Laura at JimmyDone.com.
She actually may already.
If you agree with anything she said today,
yeah, that's right.
Email us in.
If you have a, if you disagree with anything
any
she said today.
Any strong feelings about her comments in the show, we appreciate it. So it's good to have you. All right, good to be here. 2007.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Time's flying.
Jimmy Jones is better than a cold shower.